Some questions have been with humanity for as long as time itself. Why are we here? What happens when we die? Is there intelligent life on other planets? Important, meaningful questions that deepen our understanding of the human condition. And some questions are completely pointless, dependent on emotions, and silly. How many ice cubes is the perfect amount for a soda? Does triple cheeseburger mean three patties or three different types of cheeses? Does the staircase go up or down? Unimportant, meaningless questions that don't really add anything. Join us as we seek the answers to the second type of questions. This is a show that will leave you wondering, who asked?
Who asked?
Okay.
Hi guys, welcome to Who Asked? I'm doing a slightly more boring intro, and we are gonna, today we are gonna talk about kids movies for maybe 5 minutes-ish.
Yeah.
The red M&M look like they're gonna beat me up?
Are they all? The question is, are they all for kids?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so the main thing is like specifically, as Alex is eating M&Ms.
I worked hard stealing these M&Ms.
I prefer Skittles.
My
over
teacher.
M&Ms.
Skittles are.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not an M&M person.
Anyway.
I like M&Ms, but I prefer, and I like Skittles, but I prefer sour Skittles.
Can we at least talk about the topic this time?
Okay. Sorry.
Wait, I feel like we did this one before, except for video games.
Yeah. No.
I don't think so.
I don't think we did.
Are video game like movies inherently
okay.
bad?
Okay, gotcha.
Come back to another movie related one where you talk about movies because our class is about movies. Whoa,
it all ties in. Okay, so
the PCU is connected.
What do y'all think of Inside Out? That movie.
I loved it.
I actually didn't like it that much.
Really? I think it is one of my favorites.
Yeah, it was good.
It made me rethink about how I think, if that makes sense.
It just seemed like the movie that would be like, this is, like I would just, whenever someone goes like, this is what depression feels like, that's just what, like, okay. Like,
I think the mom has clinical depression.
I think so too.
What about Frozen?
I love Frozen.
Everybody loves Frozen.
Do you love Frozen?
I love Frozen.
Dude, I used to get made fun of in, like, middle school for liking Frozen.
You know, when you play Let It Go in the middle of class, everybody wants to just like slit your throat open.
Yeah,
why would?
Yeah,
you
I mean
play
the songs. Okay,
the
song
class?
Let It Go awesome. Is overrated, but the movie itself is pretty alright.
Yes, yes.
No,
pretty alright.
I say the opposite of Alex.
You don't like the movie?
Actually, I like it. I mean, I like it, but the movie is overrated. I like.
Oh, what'd you think of Frozen 2?
Nah.
No.
Some people.
No.
A lot of people's arguments were that it was better than the first one.
What?
And yes. And while I like the first one and the second one equally, you couldn't have the second one without the first one. You know, like
yeah.
Frozen 2 isn't a standalone.
I saw a trailer
true.
Of it. My brother
Frozen
went to go see it.
Frozen 2 feels like a Fallout quest.
I mean, they should have made Anna go to the weird place. Like, you know how Elsa was all like, the center is me or something like that. I don't know.
But that is true, though. Like, she is kind of. She's like the fifth element. My little sister, like 30 minutes in, she's like, I bet Elsa is the fifth element. I was like, oh. And then she got it right. And I was like, you spoiled the movie.
Yeah, I hate that. I was watching Knives Out, like the Glass Onion. Not that movie.
Two different movies.
No, it was some movie.
They're similar.
Okay. It was Strange World. And my dad, it was like, okay, can I spoil it? Does anyone even actually care about it?
No.
Okay. If you do care, then like close your ears for a second.
Just skip about 20 seconds.
Like my
so.
Dad was like, they're inside a body. That's what this is all about. And I was like, well, now I know what the movie's gonna be all about. And he's like, at the end, the green thing's gonna be the bad mm-hmm. thing. And like, okay, I'm kind of done. I'm just saying like I don't like it when
people intentionally spoil things.
I had to close my ears.
Well, he didn't actually know what it was, but like he didn't actually know what was happening, but still, like, even I guess, like, okay, I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, so he guessed it and then ended up spoiling it?
Yeah.
What are some of y'all's favorite kids' movies?
I like, there was this one called Wolfwalkers. It was like an Apple TV original.
Really?
It was really, really, really good.
Now we're talking about good. We've been talking about good kids movie. What about bad ones? Like
bad ones are just for kids, you know. Who would actually want to?
Well, some of my favorites are usually just Disney movies because I think those are well executed and also have enough like material to be entertaining for people that are older. But like, I don't know, what is a bad kids movie?
A bad kids movie.
Did y'all like Trolls?
I loved Trolls.
Okay, Trolls was fine.
I didn't like the second one though. The second one was
never watched the second one. Was it real? The question is, was Trolls 2 really worth all that fallout,
dude?
I'm trying to
Oh my god, I was not a huge fan of the Book of Life. That was
Book of Life. Do you not remember Miss Howard's class?
I do. I mean, it was okay. It just was really
Book of Life was good. I liked the Book of Life.
I mean, I just feel like I saw it too many times.
I haven't
watched
it in forever, but I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, I just noticed I haven't seen Coco.
You've never seen Coco?
I think.
I bet you I've seen every single one of those movies except for like the really old ones.
I haven't seen that first Puss in Boots. Or
how have you
one.
Not seen any Puss in Boots?
Until Puss in Boots 2 goes on like any streaming service.
Me
because
too.
My mom
Isn't
and dad
it
are
already
like,
on
gonna...
streaming services.
I don't think so.
It's like what was it, like $40 or $20 if you want to just like buy it early on like YouTube or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what.
That's
okay.
A lot of money.
I was gonna go see it at the theater, even though the theater is more expensive.
I want to see it. I love going to the movie theater.
Anyway,
it's like
I went to the movie theater to watch Sonic 2 and like. That was a strange experience because I thought it was all alone.
Anyway,
oh my god,
the
Lego movie.
The Lego movie is good.
Yeah, no, that one. I'm agreeing that it's amazing. Yes, definitely, adults will love that one.
It's literally about an adult. Okay, well, adults ruining like the thing, but also
but
like
then
you
become
in the end, he's like, oh, both kids and adults enjoy Lego. Now buy Lego at your local Lego store.
How they made it look like stop motion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, no, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No,
was
it wasn't.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
What? What do you mean it wasn't?
It
what? They animated Lego. They animated the faces and all the special. What do you mean it wasn't stop motion?
It wasn't stop motion. It just looks a lot like it. Like
I think it was.
I feel lied to.
I think it was computer generated, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, they computer generated like all the effects, but like, guys,
it's maybe, a hybrid.
Maybe.
Yes, exactly. Like what I said, it is stop motion.
No, so I guess we're both right.
Okay.
No,
so
you're wrong.
Yes and no. Yes and no.
I said it's both.
Because at the end, when the actual humans come in, that's not stop motion.
Yeah, no.
That's true.
Not stop. That's not stop motion.
I know people aren't stop motion. Can you make a stop motion?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wanted to mention this. It's not a movie, but Bluey. There's so many adults watching Bluey, so many kids watching Bluey. I have not watched
have
it.
Have you
but
ever
I've
seen Bluey?
It.
I've never heard of it.
Okay, so a little context. I have two younger siblings, and so I've seen almost every Disney Channel cartoon because it's just on. But Bluey is by far the best Disney Channel show. Like, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse makes my brain numb. Like,
what?
It gives you sustenance. It's, like, actually good, and you should watch it, and they're all Australian, and it's amazing.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse was the thing. It was awesome.
I'm trying to just watch the uncensored version. They censored it for some reason, just, like, kicked in the groin jokes and, like,
the only
jokes.
Thing they censored was, like, a horse pooping. Other than that, it's good.
There was... Wow. No, there was
horses
this one...
don't poop in America.
No, but there was this one where the dad gets hit in the groin.
That's on the Disney... That's on Disney Channel.
Okay, never mind.
Adventure Time was a great show. That just reminded me, because, like, I remember thinking about, like, the... He got hit in the boing loins. He just, like... Like they were basically able to say balls in there.
I am absolutely obsessed with the Owl House.
I was about to say the Owl House.
Yeah, the Owl House is great.
The Owl House, I feel like it is a kid show. Finley, stop gushing over a girl. Owl House is a kid show, but like it has such it's like meant for older kids, if that makes sense. Like it has a lot of like LGBTQ like acceptance and just normal. Like the main character has a girlfriend, but the second episode of the third season is coming out tonight, and I'm literally going to watch it.
I thought
it was
coming
tonight?
Out tomorrow.
Not tonight, sorry. Yes, tomorrow. Oh, Bonnie's right. I was wrong.
Well, wait, I'm going to be on a trip tomorrow.
You're going to be in, like, a hotel, aren't you?
Yeah, but, like, wait, is it on cable or is it on...
God.
It's on cable. It's streaming on Disney.
Oh, my God.
Darn it, I don't... Wait, it's streaming on...
Like,
oh,
Disney
just,
Channel.
Darn it, okay, I don't watch cable anymore.
But you're going to be in a hotel.
I realize.
I just realized
I haven't... Well, my I know what happens because I watched ahead, but my sister and dad have not finished the latest episode.
The latest episode was so good.
Yeah.
I like that it was like 40 minutes.
Does the dog die.com.
Okay, bad. Okay, honestly, kids still kind of enjoy like bad kids movies because it's like, oh, because like, well, maybe like small kids, but like good kids movies are ones where they don't treat like the people who are watching it like they're babies. Like, then, like they're like, yeah, they'll understand like the deep themes about.
I know,
like,
the main thing is just like a butt joke always.
And then, yeah, and then there's the movies that are so bad that even kids hate it. Example, Romeo and Juliet.
No, my sister.
That's like, such a good movie. What are you talking about?
No.
No, the it first is. One sucked, no. But the second one was all right.
Nomeo? I never saw the second one.
Never saw the second one. It felt so.
Wait, that, no, they were both bad.
So, what? What are you guys talking about? There was a singing frog.
Yeah, and
clearly, if there's a singing animal, it's going to be all right. I'm going to rip clearly, open another one.
Listen, I loved Romeo and Juliet. I thought that movie was so good. We had it on DVD, so we would just play it over and over and over.
Heck no. No, absolutely not.
No, it was. What do you not like about it? Like, give me specifics. I will defend Romeo and Juliet.
All right.
I've been saving these M&Ms for exactly this moment.
Well, it just felt annoying, you know?
What part? The singing? It's a musical. So
I hate
musicals. If you don't like musicals, you won't like the movie. No,
I love musicals, too.
Okay.
Except this one was just annoying.
But, like, this introduced me to the whole Romeo and Juliet plot line. Like, this is literally the first, like, piece of media that I've watched that.
Okay, the part with the Shakespeare.
It's very likely you've seen the plot somewhere else because I think I remember hearing, like, the plot is secret. Like, the thing of Romeo and Juliet is secretly, like, everywhere. Like, you don't know it.
Oh, yeah, no, it is, yeah.
I thought the part with Shakespeare, the Shakespeare statue, that part was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking back on it now. But.
And also, like, Elton John is in it. Like, they use, like, all of his music, and I love Elton John.
Wait, like, Good Eats.
I don't know. Maybe. Let me. I have
that
this.
That was.
I actually don't know.
I wouldn't say. The typical adult would enjoy it if they aren't covered in rose-colored nostalgia glasses, but like you.
I have my very not rose-colored. Where is it?
Wearing my brown-covered. Glasses. Yeah, the movie sucked. What is that?
It's the soundtrack.
La 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 la.
You guys are just wrong, that's okay.
Didn't he make a show like Good Eats, or you like made food or something, or is it my confusing it with someone else?
Maybe, I don't know. Elton John like didn't do anything for a while, and now like in recent years he's like done a ton.
Okay, I must admit I don't remember a lot about it, but I do remember not liking it.
Okay,
let's end Romeo.
We have
and
to give it a rewatch.
Okay, fine.
We're not
going to
watch
back.
It right here. Romeo and Juliet sucks, and that's ended at
no,
that.
No, it doesn't!
Okay, fine.
The movie
it.
Is controversial and mixed with its reviews.
Fine, I'll give it another chance.
Yeah, and like, don't. Yeah.
I'll give it another chance, and we'll. And next episode. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm doing this. Next episode, we'll talk about it, right?
No.
Okay.
The episode
we can't promise anything.
Romeo and Juliet.
Well,
we're gonna forget.
That's okay.
Hey, I don't want to pay. Like, I really hope it's on Amazon Prime.
I don't know. If it's not, then don't pay for it. But I have like the DVD of it. So.
Okay, you can. Can I borrow it?
On the last day of school, we're gonna watch Romeo and Juliet.
Know.
Does it have any like cool? Jesus. Cool, like, movies or anything. We're just gonna watch Romeo and Juliet.
I'm watching Romeo and Juliet.
Okay, what's the one that's actually that
I bet you I
can actually enjoy?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Are there gonna be, like, one that's just definitively bad?
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, I think that might be hard for me.
My sister finds somehow, like, the worst. Okay. No ill meaning from my sister, but she finds the worst stuff to watch. Like, it is.
Does most of it come from, like, that's not a movie.
Netflix.
Most of it comes from Netflix. Like, those awful kid shows always come from Netflix.
Yeah. Like, she was, what was it? Like, one about bobbleheads. It just looks so stupid. There was another one about I just saw someone talking about it on the internet. It was about, like, it was a comic strip turned into a movie. That one also sucked, and the animation was terrible. Its big joke was a fart joke. And it's terrible.
Are you talking about Underpants Man?
No, no. Captain Underpants is good. Yeah,
Captain Underpants was a really good movie.
It seemed really good. I can't.
Good movie, good book.
I watched it, though, whenever I was upset at my family. So, like, at first I didn't like it. But I will admit, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
I was like, I hate all of you. Just watching it like this.
Oh, my God.
There's, like, very few things where I'll accept, like, butt jokes. Like, Adventure Time, I'll accept it there.
Yeah, that's a lot to have butt jokes.
Yeah. Bad Guys
was fine.
It's because
they build up a reputation by having good jokes in there.
I liked Bad Guys.
I didn't think I would, actually. I went into it thinking I would hate it because it looked cheap.
It looked pretty good to me. I loved the style of it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it wasn't as amazing as I thought it would be, but it's pretty cute.
I underhyped it, and my little brother, like, really likes it, so I've seen it too many times. But first watch, I thought it was really good.
Okay, spoiler alert, the gerbil's embezzlement plan was a little, I'm like, why doesn't he just embezzle it? Well, oh, wait, except I know why. It's a kid's movie.
Wait, what movie are you talking about?
Bad Guys. It's based off of a
book.
Oh,
wait.
And that's why I think it was so good, because if it wasn't based off of a book, I don't think they would have educated it that well. Oh, my God.
DreamWorks has just been, like, doing really good at making movies.
Haven't
so
they? Haven't they? I used to, like, not like any DreamWorks movies. Like, that period from, like, after How to Train Your Dragon to, like, what's a good DreamWorks movie? To, like, maybe Storks. Like, I didn't like any of those movies. DreamWorks gets, like, a lot of hate from me personally because I just have a bias.
I don't really hear about, what was it, Bad Guys. The thing about Bad Guys is I was animated in, like, 3D with bits of, like, 2D, like, for effects and stuff. That was
cool.
Pretty cool.
But I liked,
They're, like, getting good at, like, animation and some of the other stuff with it. Mm-hmm.
The one thing I liked about Storks was this really funny joke about, yeah, this is my girlfriend. She's totally real. You know the pigeon?
The pigeon is definitely
okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't like Storks.
Really? What didn't you like about it?
It just... Okay, that specific pigeon character just seems so annoying to me.
Dude, he's so funny.
I thought he was so funny.
I thought he was... I hated him. That's how funny he was. You know? Like, you're supposed to hate him. And I did.
Of course the person who watches The Office thinks...
I love The Office! How'd you know I watch The Office?
Because you just seem like the type of person that watches The Office. There's, like, specific people where I'm like, okay, yeah, that person
Have you never seen The Office?
No, I've never seen it, but I know just what type of show
it is. Okay, well, you're not allowed to have an opinion on it if you've never seen it. I haven't watched The Office in a while, though, because they took it off of Netflix. But, I was a tried and true fan.
Oh, my God. I am dying right now.
Do you not like The Office?
No, I'm just dying of laughter. Just trying to keep it in.
Do you like Friends?
No, I don't watch any of the sitcoms.
You don't like sitcoms? Do you know? Is The Office a sitcom?
I think so.
I think it doesn't have a laugh track, though.
It's a situational comedy. Do you get into situations?
I love situational comedies.
Did you know that a lot of laugh tracks were recorded in the 50s, meaning you are listening to probably dead people laugh?
That is really depressing. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I watched the show I Love Lucy with my grandma, and all those people are dead.
Yeah.
Also, like, pets, actual pets in movies, those are all dead.
Oh, yeah, that's
like,
true.
Because they only live, like, 15 years.
Yes, that's
well,
Old Yeller is actually dead.
Well, I've seen some animals live for, like, quite a while. They can live.
At least.
True.
At least I know their legacy lives on.
Yeah.
They technically live forever in our hearts.
Oh.
Not technically.
Did you guys ever watch... So, there was this Disney Channel show called Dog with the Blog.
Oh, that was funny.
No. Dude, I loved that show, but it got canceled, and I think halfway through, the dog died. Like,
what?
Not the character, but, like, after one episode, they said, like, you know how, like, after an episode when somebody dies, they'll always show a black photo of it, and it'll say, in memory of? I was watching, because this was the first time I had ever started watching Disney Channel, was, like, whenever I was 7, because we had just gotten cable, and I was like, wow, I love this show, and I'm, like, binge-watching it before I knew what binge-watching was, and it's like, one of the episodes, like, in memory of. I'm like, oh, that's sweet, and then, like, later on, I've thought back to it, and I've been like, he died halfway through filming.
I remember. Okay, I remember that because I would play a whole bunch of Flash games because the Disney website was the only website I was allowed to visit. So I played, like, the Dog with a Blog one, where it was like a stealth game.
Those are so fun. I played those too.
What was I trying to say? Jesse.
I loved that show.
What was his name? Died.
Luke.
Like no.
Something
the,
Bryce.
The,
Cameron Bryce.
Yeah. Yeah,
he died a while. He died while I was in Hawaii. It was really
sad. He died when I was on a mission trip. Yeah, it was. It was. I, well, not while I was on a mission trip, but he died. I found out when I was on a mission trip.
Yeah. I remember my sister was watching that show, and we were at like a hotel one time, and my mom pointed out something that I was like, "Oh yeah, this kind of sucks." She was saying like, "One of the characters, like the writing was specifically kind of racist."
Is it the Indian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
His name is I forgot his name, but he doesn't sound like that at all. Like he has a super thick fake Indian accent. And I've seen, like, interviews with the actual guy. He has no accent. He's so American because he's American, you know?
Oh.
And, like, they purposely gave him, like, a really, like, stereotypical Indian accent.
Oh,
yeah,
him.
A lot of, like, some sitcoms just have, like, a random just racist thing in it for no reason. Or racist, sexist, homophobic.
And he would be the butt of the joke because he was the one making it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that never occurred to me for some reason because I haven't thought about that show for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I used to really like that show, and then it, like, started talking about again because, like, Debbie Ryan became a meme. I also
What for?
The face she makes whenever she tucks her hair behind her ear. Debbie Ryan face. Literally Google Debbie Ryan face.
Okay,
and you'll
fine,
see the
I'll
meme.
Do it.
I don't want to search that up.
The other thing is,
what was it called? Disney something? The...
Disney Flash game user.
No, don't
bring that.
Oh, says the guy that brings that up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, real quick. I think there also is a span of good Disney Channel shows and bad Disney Channel shows, and I will admit 110% it is my bias, but like, did you see it? It's funny. The spinoffs for the Disney Channel shows, like Bunked is a spinoff of Jessie. That show is just not good.
Yeah, my sister watches that a whole bunch.
It's still going. They've removed all the main actors from Jessie, and it's still going.
Huh. What do you think about Austin and Ally? I liked that one a lot.
I liked that show, but I never saw the ending.
I never saw that show.
It was good.
Honestly, Disney Channel shows, I watched them when they were on, you know?
Yeah, I don't, like... rewatch, that makes sense.
Although I do want to kind of binge watch Austin and Ally.
I never realized it, but secretly, Ben Schwartz has been like there my whole life because I was like, oh wait, because like the ninja show, what was that? Like I remember watching that and I was like, holy cow, he's been there like whole life. What the heck?
What do you think of Stuck in the Middle?
So that was one of the newer shows that I only watched like the first season of, but that's how I knew who Jenna Ortega was. And everybody's like, oh my God, Jenna Ortega, she's so hot. She's in Wednesday. I'm like, have you not seen her before ever? Sorry, that's just my own personal rant. Like, you know, duh, Jenna Ortega's hot. Have you not seen her? You don't think she's hot? Is it because she's tan?
What?
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 I have nothing against that.
Jenna Ortega's really pretty. And she was in Wednesday.
I haven't seen a recent photo. I gotta...
I'll find one. Oh, jeez.
I'm trying to think of other Disney shows.
Is there a... oh my gosh, we're just talking about Disney shows.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I just think it's funny.
Oh, wow. I search up Disney shows and it gives me like Yellowstone and Disney.
What about Phineas
and Ferb?
Oh, that was great.
That's such a good show.
It's coming back apparently.
Really?
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I don't know because like.
Okay. Hands down, my favorite show ending was the Phineas and Ferb show ending.
It was so good.
It was so good because every episode is the exact same, and then finally, like. Oh my God, it's amazing.
Let me tell you my favorite Disney show, Liv and Maddie. There we go.
I liked Liv and Maddie.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
The ending was...
I watched the summary and...
I didn't like the last season.
I liked it.
I watched...
In California, I liked that.
I watched...
What if there's a show that just seemed like it was normal, but in the ending, it like reveals like some super huge plot. Like, that'd be crazy. Like I kind of... Okay. Kind of like... how WandaVision is, besides the fact that it's just Marvel. Like, it's just like a normal show, and then nearing the end, it's like, uh-oh, this isn't real.
Guys, I watched a summary of Liv and Maddie, and it was analysis of how Diggy was a jerk.
Yeah, so really? That's why it's really hard to watch Liv and Maddie back, because At the time, the actress that plays both Liv and Maddie, Jeff Cameron, was dating the actor that plays Diggy.
Really?
And, yeah, and so
I heard.
On the show, they were engaged in real life, but then whenever she started filming, oh, Disney Descendants is a really good movie.
That's a good
movie. But the third one isn't. Sorry. So whenever they were, after she filmed the first Disney Descendants, she divorced him. I think they were engaged. So she called off the engagement, and it turned out that he was, like, abusing her.
Oh, that's really terrible.
Mm-hmm. I heard she was dating one of the guys that was on the show, on the movie Descendants with
her. Yeah, she was dating the Captain Hook guy, and then they
the
broke up.
Harry, yeah. Or whatever.
Oh. And now she's gay.
She is?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
No, I did not know that.
Wow, what a turn of events.
Have you ever heard the song Boyfriend?
No.
I could be a better boyfriend than him.
What?
It's singing to a girl.
What?
She's bi. She likes women.
Nice.
I can be a better boyfriend than
Bye, gang,
him.
Bye, gang.
I can do all the things he never did.
I think I heard that.
Oh.
Better at, you know.
We get it. We get it. Thank you. Thank you. There was Gravity Falls. That was good. Gravity Falls was good.
What about Good Luck Charlie? I've been trying to mention that one.
I was just looking at that.
That one was all right.
I really like Good Luck Charlie.
I didn't have cable at the time, so I just missed Good Luck Charlie. Like, right as I got cabled, the show was
ending. On Disney Plus if you'll have that.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through a website here. There's like Girl Meets World. I never watched that.
Oh, that was the sequel, right?
I watched Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World. I really love Girl Meets World. And I think it's just because
That was first, right?
Riley is also gay now.
Nice.
Who?
The actress that played Riley.
Was she the blonde one or the other one?
She was the brunette.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I was thinking of this one movie. Adventures in Babysitting, that was a movie. It was fine.
I didn't like it.
It was fine to me. Yeah.
Because that's a playoff of, like, an original one, and the original was better.
I think I'd rather have watched a different... At the time, I think I should have watched a different Disney original movie.
Yeah,
Like freaking Lemonade Mouth.
That's a good movie. I love Lemonade Mouth.
Yeah, I...
Some people really love Lemonade Mouth, and I just think it's good.
I never watched it.
It was good. It had the girl from Good Luck Charlie.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Man.
I keep getting things saying... The Sweet Life? I never watched that. What was that?
Oh, yeah, Sweet Life.
That was, like... The Sweet Life. Episodes. I watched a couple episodes. Oh. But then there was, like, a show before it that I never watched.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
What's funny, I never watched Sweet Life because right as it came on, it was time for me to go to bed. It was my bedtime.
I never watched that.
Is that?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I liked that.
I thought that was Nickelodeon.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh,
Selena Gomez.
Oh.
Okay, so I had this friend in kindergarten, and that was, like, her favorite show. And I, like, kind of didn't like her that much.
Oh.
Because she would be mean to me. Like, I kind of avoided the show, if that makes sense. I was like, well, she's already watched it, so I don't need to watch it.
Did y'all ever watch Lab Rats?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It ended on a cliffhanger, right?
I think it was all right.
I think so.
I'm trying to think of how it ended. I can't remember.
Instead of watching Gravity Falls in my physics class, someone just turned on Lab Rats. I'm kind of angry.
I still watch it whenever I had Disney Plus. We canceled our subscription. Blame my dad. Yell at him for that.
I'm
not very happy about it either.
Lab Rats X.
What?
The MHA.
What?
Lab Rats MHA crossover. My Hero Academia. I don't know.
Oh,
I thought you said Lab Rats. You know
what? Lab Rats.
That's what I heard. Oh, yeah. I heard that too.
What are your thoughts on Disney XD? Because that was its own thing. Like, that's where all, like, the cool kids.
With Lab Rats, they moved it to a different show. It was I can't remember, but they brought in, like, people from, like, Mighty Med and everything.
I watched a show with a puppet, and I don't remember what that show was called.
Oh, Crash Bernstein.
With a puppet.
Crash and Bernstein.
I know that.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that it? I loved that.
It was a purple puppet.
Yes! Oh, my God, I loved that show.
Okay, I remember the plot. It was, like,
the time that I was, like, really close friends with you. Like, that's how long it was. Like, fifth grade.
I'm surprised I remember that.
Ant Farm.
I love Ant Farm.
I really wanted to watch more of that, but I never did.
I never got into it.
I was the kid that only watched animated stuff because, like, live action's too boring. I want to see.
I was the opposite of you. I would only watch live action. That's how I missed the Clone Wars. And now, like, some episodes of Mandalorian don't make sense because I didn't watch the Clone Wars.
Oh, I never watched Clone Wars anyways.
Doc McStuffins.
Star Wars is live action, and live action's boring.
My brother used to watch Doc McStuffins every single day.
Doc to my little sister.
Doc McStuffins taught me to stop eating when I'm full. Now I'm full all the time, and now I kind of internalized that lesson. So now I'm full all the time.
And so then, you never eat?
Not that I never eat, but it's really hard for me to, you know?
I'm either like a vacuum or like I won't eat.
I've recently been really hungry. Like I've eaten.
Me too.
I ate an entire medium-sized pizza and I was like, oh,
and
wait.
Did you save any for me?
No.
Why? I ate the entire thing.
You ate like all like 11 pieces of it?
Twelve pieces.
My bad.
How would you cut a pizza into 11 slices?
I don't know.
I love this show.
What show?
The show with the puppet.
The show with the puppet.
Okay.
I just think I liked the puppet.
Welcome to the Muppets.
Let us know when you find the name.
Hey, Kermit, what are you doing here?
It's Crash and Bernstein.
Oh, I don't know.
Kicking it.
I never watched that.
You never watched it? What?
What was that one? Two Kings.
What about?
Or whatever it was.
What Kings? Shoe?
Did any of y'all watch Kicking It?
It was something where these guys, these two like guys, they like they get lost somewhere and they're like this tribe or something are like you're kings and so then these two guys are kings.
Yes. Yes, guys. I that was on Netflix.
Sesame Street.
I never watched that.
That's not Disney.
I didn't know.
It's HBO.
I know it's not Disney. I thought we were supposed to be talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, we found them there, but it's Disney.
We just limited it down to Disney. I was thinking the whole time, why are we only doing Disney?
I do like Disney movies better than all other movies.
Yeah, but
honestly, recently Disney I've been like less interested in, mainly because I realized, wow, they are a company that's like, But also, secondly, the movies just recently haven't been good.
Yeah, all the recent Disney movies have been good. But I love Sesame Street. Every single day before the second grade, I would wake up and watch a whole episode of Sesame Street, and I'd go to school.
I watched up until the, when I was in kindergarten, I watched up until the part with the fairy and...
That was the best.
With the fairies. I know, that's why I was so annoyed that I had to leave.
I need to finish this.
Wait, up?
No, up, like up to, like she'd watch the episode and then the fairy segment would air because they always told you to use your noodle.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was so upset. Anyway, you know what's really funny to me?
No. I was confused. I was like, what?
I liked when I first heard of the autistic character, I was like, ooh, nice.
There's an autistic character?
Newer one came out a few years ago. I forgot her name. Then they paired with Autism Speaks, and I was all like, yeah.
Are y'all
Autism Speaks bad?
Basically, they do a lot of stuff that the autistic community doesn't really like.
Oh, I see.
I remember hearing, first of all, Butch Hartman is not a good person. Because that just reminded me of that. Because I remember, he was, the person that said, who was I can cure autism. And, that was, everyone hated him because of that.
They were saying stuff like autism is bad or whatever. And it's and then they would always get input from the parents, but never actual autistic people.
Yeah.
Also, I remember he was like, I have my own streaming service I'm going to have up. And then later it was found out.
Who now?
It was a Christian, streaming service. No one signed up for that. So
who?
Wow.
Butch Hartman. He, put up a streaming service, and he was like.
Yeah, but who is he?
He made Fairly Odd Parents, Danny Phantom.
Yes. No. I did hear about that.
Are y'all?
Why did he do it? He was mad about something that they put on the same streaming surface that makes Fairly Odd Parents, didn't he? I forgot why he did it, but he went crazy, basically.
I didn't know about that, but all I knew is that he made a streaming service that he was, that he told no one about being, like,
That'll uphold, like, Christian values.
Yeah.
Are y'all binge watching anything on Netflix currently?
I need to go back to
watching Breaking Bad.
I'm finishing Grey's Anatomy, and
I've never watched Grey's Anatomy.
God, if you haven't watched it, ow!
I refuse to watch it because then I'm gonna get called a basic white girl, and I don't want to be called a basic white girl.
Just don't tell anyone you're watching it.
You watch The Office. You're already.
Hey! Finley, are you? Is your home screen?
You really got ammunition.
It's a shuffle from when I won my tournament, so it's like.
Oh, yeah.
My team and me and, yeah.
Alex has enough ammunition to last us the rest of the year now. Oh, my God.
I know, man, bro.
All I have to say is anytime you insult anything, I can just say, you watch The Office. You have
What did you do that was embarrassing?
I don't know.
It's really hard for you to go 5 minutes without saying not safe for work stuff.
It's not that much.
I have to go to work.
I have to go to work now.
I don't have a job, so you can't do anything to me.
I'm also finishing The Flash because that's really good on Netflix.
That was a show that I was told to watch that I never got around to.
I started watching it and I was like, this first episode is terrible. And as you get like farther and farther into the first episode, you're like, oh my God.
It gets worse and worse as it goes on, I think.
Excuse me?
Wait, I'm
about to reach across this table and strangle you for that.
The Flash? I remember hearing like seasons later, like it just gets. Like, worse and worse. Like, the special effects were literally, like, really terrible.
Isn't the main actor that plays Flash, like, really hot? That's all I care about.
I feel like, I think...
I'll watch a show if somebody's pretty, okay. I'll be honest.
Of course you will. Is that the only reason? You only like shows because the main character is hot?
Sometimes. It
helps. Wow.
It's Stranger Things helps.
They're kids.
Who?
Oh, yeah, wait, we're kids.
We're kids.
Who are you talking about in Stranger Things?
Finn Wolfhard.
I thought it
was super pretty.
When I finally watched Avatar The Last Airbender, that's another one that... Aang! I was going to say I had a crush on Zuko.
Really?
Except I only watched it a couple years ago.
I watched it whenever I was 5 years old, whenever it first aired on Netflix. I had a crush on Aang. I'll be honest.
The guy who was
bald and had to have an arrow to point to where his head is.
What show are y'all talking about?
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
I only watched a couple episodes.
As for Legend of Korra, I like Asami.
Korra was the show I never finished. I watched 3 episodes and then I was like,
I didn't watch
it.
I liked
Asami. I forgot how her name goes. But anyway, she's the non-bender girl that uses the glove thing.
I was wrong. Flash isn't hot.
Okay, wow.
So are you not going to watch it now?
Probably not.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Isn't he part of like a controversy or something?
That's like the last season. That's like the second to last season when he...
He grows
like a full beard and mustache.
I don't know, Finley.
He went forward in time and then back in time and then he ran so fast that... Broke time.
Yeah, can he time travel with his speed?
Yeah, I think there's like a treadmill or something.
You know, you'll figure it out as you go through the show. So how about you
watch
go and watch
show!
It? Watch the show!
I know a bit about superheroes. I know there's like a treadmill that he runs fast on.
It's called a treadmill. All
right, Finley, Alex, you guys gotta spill your fictional crushes now.
Oh, yeah,
because
yeah.
I said so.
Let's talk about fictional crushes and don't
none.
Be embarrassed.
What?
Do you like people, Alex?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Finley, who?
I've kind of figured that out over time.
One. I got to think about that.
What did you think was like super cool that you wanted to be best friends with?
Dude, Finn. No, Jake. Jake from Adventure Time.
He was so cool. I had a crush on Jake. I was like, this guy's super cool. I don't think I knew what crushes were. I just liked all these people. I'm like, you're cool.
I remember
thinking over time, I was like, one day I'm probably going to start liking people. And I was like, oh, wait, I don't think that's ever going
to
happen.
I wanted to be Harry Potter because, you know.
You wanted to be Harry
Potter?
I don't want to be in the Harry Potter universe at all.
I would love to.
No, I'd like to just be.
Not.
I'd like
why
to be in
you?
This universe. Like, right now, I'd like to, like,
dude,
be
I'd
like
feel scared if my god was transphobic.
I think, like, according to, like, Christianity, God is transphobic. But
oh, shoot.
Definitely.
Like, I would want to be him. Or I would.
They don't like gay people. They
whenever,
probably won't like
whenever
somebody.
I was a huge Star Wars person, I wanted to be a Jedi.
Frankly,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Jedi is super cool.
I wanted to be, like, best friends with Luke Skywalker. I was like, me and him would be homies, bro.
I don't want to live in the Star Wars universe either.
Why?
Anyone in this room that would be homies with Luke Skywalker would be me.
Would you think about it.
I know more about Star Wars than all of y'all combined. Sorry.
That's probably
think about
true.
It. Think about it. I know enough that there's space stations that can blow up planets. Why would I want to live there?
That'd be so much fun.
No.
Yeah. Because then you can just lift your hand.
Yeah,
hand
bro.
Out,
except I'm
stuff.
Not. You except you're gonna be a random NPC.
That's not true. That's not true. I'm the main character.
Basically,
that's how
okay.
I imagine things.
Okay. Thing is, like,
right?
I think
you
the
would
thing about
be
the Force
character.
Is that everyone can use it. It just like depends on who you are. Not it depends on how you figure it out or something.
I'd like to be that. I'd like to be that character that comes in for like one episode and is like, bye, and
hey guys,
not dies, but you know, goes to
he's only
do.
Used right. to have like a sacrifice right. so the characters are sad, you know. Not like that, but you know what I mean? Like lovable characters that get introduced only for one movie.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, no. No, Jar Jar is in there a couple times.
I love Jar Jar Binks.
My dad
absolutely hated him. He's like, that is the reason I hate the first episode because Jar Jar is absolutely terrible.
I have a giant poster of Jar Jar Binks on my room.
Oh, my God.
I know he's annoying, but I still think he's fantastic.
That is the hottest take ever. Oh, my.
What
did you do?
My dad loves Jar Jar Binks.
What did you do now? Like
what?
Just now with
isn't
the
he always
with
the
he turned
I think
down changed my volume.
He
yeah.
turned
okay,
down his
cool.
volume. I think he's annoying to the point where I love him. Like I
Jar Jar?
Everybody hates him, but I love him.
You know
Jar Jar?
Funny?
He's alright.
Really?
You know who my actual favorite character is? Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Do you know that episode where like
I was
Rey
I was gonna try and do the voice, but I can't.
I had a crush on Luke.
Close enough. You
I
should hear my
Luke
dad, he can do it really
what?
Well.
I thought Luke was pretty.
Yeah.
But like not hot.
Like the old version of him or the younger version?
Definitely.
The old man version?
Oh,
really?
I think Kylo Ren is hot.
Oh, yeah,
of
definitely.
Course.
And then like a poster above his bed.
That's my favorite type.
He's hot.
Those are my favorite type of people.
He like just sits alone. He goes, one day I'm going to be super cool.
Oh, my God. I saw Obi-Wan Kenobi, the new show that was on Disney Plus. So good.
So good.
So good.
But my mom won't let us watch it as a family because she hates it.
Oh, really? My mom, like, turns on everything.
Your mom
my
is
mom
the lamest
like,
person in
my
the
mom
world.
Doesn't like Star Wars.
I really hope she's not listening.
Wore them, you know?
I don't need glasses, though.
I didn't need glasses either.
I do.
Finley does. I have a very low prescription. Like, some things are blurry, but then other than that, I can survive.
I have a picture of me with glasses.
My eyes keep getting worse and worse because,
it's called aging.
Yeah, I'm aging.
And also, we spend our lives in front of screens.
I
got, like, a blue filter or something on my glasses.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good.
I saw commercials for those. Anyway, I have a picture wearing somebody else's glasses. I look snazzy, to be honest.
I used to steal my dad's glasses and put them on because I thought I looked cool.
Although I think the thing with like the blue filter is that it makes me really tired because like blue screens are like what keeps you awake sometimes.
My little sister said the same thing. She's like, yeah, I've been wearing the. Oh, there is science behind that. Like my father has like completely blocked out everything but just red glasses to help him fall asleep, and it works. Like you get exhausted.
I don't need help falling asleep.
I do.
Specifically, I think blue light is like what's the main thing that's like.
In fact, I try. I have such a hard time getting up. Like I tried caffeine and it just made me tired but jittery. You know.
Yeah,
that happened
caffeine
to
makes me.
Me
tired, and then
that's
I
why
get
I don't
really
have
anxious.
Coffee that much. Cause like I had coffee. I just sat there. I was like, oh, I feel terrible. Like I need to do something, but also don't want to. Can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, what was I gonna ask?
What's your favorite soda?
Dr. Pepper.
I like Diet Coke.
I like Dr. Pepper.
Wait, you're already drinking diet sodas? My mom and dad, they told me, like, you don't have to drink diet soda. So, like, drink the real thing.
Diet Dr. Pepper tastes
what?
Like
soda
Coke Zero.
Is nasty.
I hate
carbonated stuff.
What?
Crazy.
No,
okay,
you.
Real quick. I started drinking diet Coke because my mom would. And so it is a mom drink, but I was like, I would be like you. And then I was like five. So I transitioned from Sprite to Diet Coke. And
I transitioned from Sprite to Dr. Pepper.
My little brother.
My dad transitioned from Diet Coke to whatever the, you know, make your own soda machines.
Oh, yeah, SodaStream. Those are also really good.
Yeah, he started using those as soda, and it's a lot cheaper, which is nice.
But I went from Big Red.
Oh, we're done?
No.
Okay.
Finley was making a joke. Instead of just ending, instead of just cutting out, we just...
Talking in the middle, just Alex just talking.
What, you almost wanted to?
I almost wanted to stop it right there. Like,
from what? How bad was, how insensitive was Alex? Actually,
no, it wasn't insensitive. It wasn't insensitive. It would just been funny if we ended it.
Yeah,
it
would have been funny.
Maybe I'm just hyper-empathy,
you know? I'm funny, you know? I have humor.
Hyper-empathy.
I hate whenever people, I'm going through something and then people are like, I'm like, don't make it about you. I'm the one struggling.
I try not to do that.
There's a very specific type of person that I'm thinking about that does that, and I'm like, just stop.
I hope I'm not that person.
Honestly, sometimes, like, if you're having a bad day, I'll be like, okay, are you all right? And I'll be like, all right, yeah, that's fine.
I try to not do that, you know, but it's kind of hard, you know?
If I have a bad day, I keep it to myself. And keep it inside, and I suffer. But
I typically...
If I have a bad day, I try to make myself feel better by surrounding myself with funny people.
One of the things is, if I'm having a bad day, I'm like, well, at least I can go home and have a soda. Because, like, I give myself sodas
then you
bad
find
days.
Out your brother drank all what the
I,
soda.
What I do.
Yeah, that's what happened last week.
That's what happened to me. I was sad one day, and, you know, I was going through some stuff. I can have a Dr. Pepper when I get home. I walk in the door, and my brother opens the fridge and is like, I took the last Dr. Pepper.
I just bottle up my emotions until I start crying.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Life advice, don't.
Just do something like
don't.
I used to bottle
just
up
don't.
All my emotions and then I stopped.
I still do.
I'm a much healthier person. No, just stop. Like, there's no reason you should be hiding it. It's okay to be sad. Like, literally, what? You're going to die in like 70 years? 70 years. You're going to be out.
I share my problems
and if you think
with
back
like
to
this
your
entire class.
Yes, and I like that.
I don't. I get judged for it.
It's therapy.
I mean, why do you...
Oh, man, I just realized my mortality. That's great.
You're going to die in 70 years. And whenever you're on your deathbed and you're going to think back to your 17, 16, 18-year-old self, you don't want to be like,
from,
damn,
like,
I should have really just cried that day.
I always wonder what I think I'm going to die from, like, car crash.
I
would have died in an epic car crash.
Just dying in
Grand Theft Auto.
GTA.
What if
in a car crash, getting shot, you know,
what if
maybe cancer.
Okay. What if, okay, here's my idea. What if old people are allowed to commit one minor crime a month?
I don't want
because you're like
once you make it to 90, you can commit as many felonies and misdemeanors as
you
want.
No, I mean,
you
can, like, steal food or,
that's
like...
So
or maybe you can, like, drive a little bit more recklessly, like...
They're not even major
you're
crimes.
You're on
just,
your
like,
deathbed, might as well
reckless.
Just commit a few crimes.
No, I'm kidding about that last bit. But, like, what if they're, like, able to just steal food? Because, like, you're old anyways.
You're
going to die.
Oldest criminal in the
you
world
guys ever just...
steals box of eight.
I ran out of M&M's.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm really upset about that. I really
how many
upset.
Did you,
you
eat?
5 packs of M&M's.
Yeah.
5?
Yeah, 5.
Man.
Plus the other two I had last period.
Yeah.
I got 7.
So,
how about the weather today?
Oh, I ate so many M&M's. I want to throw
Alex
up rainbow.
Alex is the red M&M.
I am. No, I'm the yellow M&M. The yellow M&M one is like the one who's like, he's like, he looks like a loser.
I was watching a show and this guy was like, how can I get this girl? And apparently the only way that he could get her to go on a date with him was if he got 1,000 red M&M's for her. And
what
he
a
did
specific
it.
Thing.
And
he
did
it.
Did it.
I mean, get the girl.
And
bro.
He left a note in his room saying, will you go out with me? His little brother saw it and marked yes and ate all 1,000 M&M's in one or 999 M&M's in one Skittle because he didn't know it wasn't for him. It was for the girl.
Oh,
and
no.
So, you know, when, yeah.
That's great.
That's so funny.
That's why you should watch Fuller House.
That
was an episode of Fuller House.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Fuller House is such a good show.
It
I
is.
Won't lie.
I wasn't a huge fan of Full House, but I'm like, once I watched Fuller House, I was like, I like this more because it's more like our time.
Exactly. I agree with that. My mom, she's like, yeah, one of the reasons I like that show so much is because I was the oldest sibling of two others, you know?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds really funny. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, man. If I told a guy to get me 10,000 M&Ms and he did it, I would marry him probably.
Wow. That is being a little desperate.
Do you know how much it takes to get 10,000 M&Ms, Finley?
You can probably get two out of each pack or something.
I'm just saying, that shows dedication. Yeah. You're wasting your time, what, gathering M&Ms?
I want
specifically red.
What's funny is it cut like 5 minutes later, and I'm like, wow, that was really fast.
Yeah, that is fast for getting around them.
What is this?
Oh, it plugs into
999 M&Ms in one Skittle.
I mean,
I thought that was
why?
Just a random like bowl that you had laying around.
My question is, how do you have a crush that hard on somebody that you will?
That's
you will
easy.
Get?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand either.
I guess I've just liked people in the past that much.
I know. I fall hard. But I think I would take it as a no.
I guess it's true if you didn't like that person. Like, if they were, like, trying to impress you and you didn't like them. But, like, if a person that I liked did that for me, then yeah.
I mean, like, if... You know, never mind. I don't know. Dedication is interesting. It's just interesting that you would do so much, like... Even if it's getting 1,000 red M&Ms,
that's why it's a good thing. He got
999 in one red Skittle.
My thing is, I'm wondering, like, since that's such a hard task to do, is that going too fast? Showing that much dedication?
No.
I would do that for my closest friend. If Finley wanted 10,000 M&Ms, I would sure get him 10,000.
I prefer
M&Ms.
Red. Skittles.
I'd get him 10,000. I don't think there is. Okay. Moving too fast, that's like kissing, I don't know, after like not knowing each other's last name. That's not just being a good person.
That is very fast.
I don't know. It's just, maybe I'm just overthinking it, and it's just a really hard thing to understand because it is so bizarre. I mean, it is a situational comedy, so.